Wait, chess?
I gotta look at the
picture. All right, this is going.
Oh, shit.
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Adeloso, just in case you didn't know. So?
What's good? It's your boy, DJ SJ614.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, 232, and we are...
The New York Dolls!
And we have with us in the studio today our season 6 guest host. We got...
It's Natalie P.
In the building.
And also, as another guest, we have...
Matt, the audience.
We got Matt, the audience. We love it. All right. So today we are talking about Union Square. She showed you.
I'm trying to get pictures of you. I'm crying. Let's try to get the memories.
Okay.
So today we are going through some memories of Union Square. For those of you that may or may not know, Union Square is what we call, I mean, it really is called Union Square, but it's what we refer to as 14th Street, here in New York City. On the east side. I'll pop off real quick because I will never forget when I, on my own, I feel like this was like before Google, or maybe I was just like really stubborn and didn't want to use Google, but when I figured out what the fucking counter meant that is attached to...
Is it still there?
Oh, you figured it out?
Yeah.
The fuck was that?
It's still there, and it's attached to... I forget what they call that building, because it's actually something, but
I
it's also...
find it.
Yes, please find it. It's attached to like what is now the Best Buy. But anyway, I will never forget, I think I was still in high school because I was with Adam, actually. It was me and my friend Adam Acelli, and I don't know why we were in Union Square, but it was like just another night of probably smoking in the cold because that's what we always did in high school. And what is this? Yeah, this is the clock. Yep, that's the Best Buy right below it. I'm gonna read this in a second. But that night we got high as fuck, right? And it was through that high.
Wait, how old were you?
I was in TU.
Yeah.
So and it was like through that high that like he was talking and I was just staring at the fucking clock while we were smoking, and then it hit me and I was like, oh shit, I figured it out because I spent like years. This had to be senior year. I had spent years trying to figure out what the fuck this counter was. And just one night of smoking, I looked at it and I realized that it is just a giant representation of the date. Because it was like from the, I can't remember how it goes right now, but on the right hand side, that's the part that goes really fast, right? Yeah. That was, those are the nanoseconds, right? Yeah. And as you go across from right to left.
Bad numbers.
Because the nanoseconds, so it's basically like nanoseconds, and then it's how much time is left in that day. So if it's like 6 hours until midnight, it'll be like 6, I don't know, like 03, blah, 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 with those seconds going on. And then on the left-hand side is just the date. It's like, it's a giant fucking clock. And I just felt like a fucking mathematician when I figured that shit out, because I was like, wow. I did it. I solved the family secret.
I never know what it meant.
Oh, wait, Sabrina?
According to Google.
Yes, come on. You better know the reference, Sabrina. Yes.
According to Google, you're kind of wrong.
Okay, what is it?
Apparently, it has something to do with climate change. Yeah,
that's new. They added that shit. They added that shit later. They added that shit.
Apparently, it's a countdown to how much time we have to reduce like carbon emissions.
Okay. And it's basically the date of today. Because every day it counts down until the next day. So they can go fuck themselves. But yeah.
Give them a little rundown.
Oh, yeah. So.
Describe
the building
more because people might not.
Yeah, it's like a reflective building. You can always catch the sun in it. It's right next to this like wand looking structure.
imagine you're the NYC tour guide.
Well, you know, that's what we are. We are New York besties, so new plug alert. We in New York, we
even when it's nighttime.
So this thing that Addie pulled up by Colin Moynihan, like Mr. Moynihan from TU, Man, that guy was hot. For more than 20 years, Metronome, I guess that's what the structure is called, Metronome, which includes a 62-foot-wide, 15-digit electronic clock. It is a fucking clock. Fuck whatever you pulled up. The 15-digit electronic clock that faces Union Square in Manhattan has been one of the city's most prominent and baffling public art projects. Its digital display once told the time in its own unique way, counting the hours, minutes, and seconds, and fractions thereof to and from midnight. To and from midnight. I knew what the fuck I figured out. But for... Sorry, Milo, but for years, observers who did not understand how it worked suggested that it was measuring the acres of rainforest, fucking hippies, destroyed each year, tracking the world population, or even that it has something to do with pie.
Okay, when I was younger...
So basically, you're Rain Man.
Hello?
I thought it was the world population for a minute, and I was like, damn, niggas dying. Like
every fucking millisecond.
I thought it was counting the people in New York, like when I was younger.
Imagine all those babies popping up.
It'll break. The shit will break.
Yeah, I'm crying. That's so funny. All right, yes, great. I'm glad to be reaffirmed that it is a clock. Thank you, haters.
It was like the source.
All right, now niggas want to be fucking.
That's the New York Times. I don't know that.
All right, Trump. All right. Period. I'm crying. But yeah, that's just one story I have. Let me talk about the time that I just went there recently, and a lot has changed. A lot has changed. I just stopped by there because I was having dinner at Spice with some high school friends.
What's Spice?
So Spice is it Thai? It is Thai.
It's really good.
Spice is an iconic Thai restaurant that's also right around that like NYU 14th Street area. Hello, I'm telling you. And yeah, we also have been going there since high school. Is that true? Do we have that type of money back then? I don't know. But maybe a little bit after high school. I don't know. But
we have that type of money back then.
Spice and Chipotle.
There we go. That part. Yeah. I think it was a little after high school that we started going to Spice. But anyway, we linked up at Spice. And I got there really early. So I was like, let me just take a walk. I literally was like, let me take a walk down 14th Street all the way to 8th Avenue. And it was just so sad because, like, nothing was the same. So, first of all, the main building that I checked to see if it was still there was the motherfucking Urban Outfitters that I think it's on 7th. That giant Urban Outfitters on the corner. I used to always go there and hit the motherfucking sale section back when I was working at Jamba Juice. And I had my little coins, right? I would go shop there. That shit is gone.
The Golden Crust is over there?
The Golden Crust is still there.
But the Jamba Juice didn't survive?
Oh, hell no. That should have been mad at the... Oh, yeah, the only place you will find a Jamba Juice is in the airport.
Outside the city, yeah.
No, they got one at JFK,
too.
With
a 10,000-person line.
Exactly, yeah. But that Urban is gone. I was very sad. They have this, like, Titanic exhibit there now.
That story old, my nigga.
Yeah.
This
tale is old as time. But yeah, there's a Titanic exhibit there, which I actually kind of want to check out. I know. You want to go? All right, me and Natalie are going to go on a date because two is over here hating and Abby is not saying nothing. But
I'm just smiling like.
Does
your
boo ever come up to New York?
Yeah, I'm glad that we're back. You better ask the important questions. Yeah. Yeah, that nigga come back. Let's read.
Tell me more about this boo.
Yes. Yes, audience Matt wants to know more.
I'm very invested in this.
Wait, you're not allowed to call yourself Audience Matt until, like, you have, like, the laugh track down. So
Period.
We'll add it in.
We'll throw it in there. Now that you say you got to audition now.
That's like saying I'm only a good singer with the fucking...
It's true, though.
Wait! Wait!
Natalie
asked... That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
We're all going to go to the Titanic exhibit.
Yeah, and maybe she wants to know...
And then he'll go on the podcast, and then we'll ask him.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes. Okay. Do y'all go like on little dates in the city?
Yes. Yeah. I'm so annoyed right now.
I am in tears. okay, amazing. Love that. Anybody else with the union? I have a lot now that I'm thinking about it.
It's like, I don't have outstanding Union Square stories.
You don't gotta be outstanding.
It's just a whole bunch of like little baby stories because niggas used to be over there all the time.
That's okay.
It. The Panera Bread inside.
Ooh, it is all right.
I went that's to... where I first tried the broccoli cheddar soup that I love. So
me too.
Much. But I never had it ever again.
I almost like lost my job over some broccoli cheddar soup. I'm not
mad. Wow.
Union Square to broccoli cheddar soup. Broccoli cheddar soup.
You ate somebody's
broccoli cheddar soup.
One of your coworkers ate your shit.
Was it your soup that Princess Nokia chucked at that man on the train that one time?
No, I just fucking spilled it on my keyboard. Oh. It like ruined my computer.
Oh, that's company property.
Street? Well, not
14th Street,
but it was from a Panera Bread.
Yeah, that's rough. That's tough. All right, you got the Panera Bread.
We got the Panera Bread. We got the old niggas that always used to be out there playing chess. I don't know if they still be out there playing chess.
They be going in on that.
They still be out there?
Yeah. In the summer, like spring summer.
You trying to battle?
I used to be part of the chess niggas... club in the second grade.
Me too.
Them niggas be about their bread.
Oh, yes.
Yo, there was this one time this dude was outside paying people to fight him.
What?
Whoa.
In the center thing, in the middle of the Union Square Center?
What the fuck?
Bruh, yes, bruh. This nigga was had gloves. Young or old? He was
in the middle?
Yeah, he was like, was he young or old? It's like, this nigga was like 30-something.
I don't know if it was like a little kid or something.
Nah, not a little kid. Not a little kid. This nigga was like 30-something. And I think he just, you know, he ain't really have shit going. And so this nigga had some gloves and he was like, yeah, if you want to fade, like, I'll pay you to fade. I was like,
wow.
I was like, I'm good.
I'm good today, sir. No, thank you.
I ain't gonna lie, nigga. A nigga say that he'll pay you to fight. Like, yeah,
I was taking donations.
He might beat your ass for real.
Yeah.
I got a lot of trust in my hands, but that's different.
He got a lot of practice.
You never know what. I mean, if he out on the street, he been going for rounds.
I only been doing this for the last 6 months of my life.
That's crazy.
I think just piggybacking off of two, like, the same thing, like, I grew up going there because, of course, TU, like, I had to take 3 trains. Mm-hmm. So I would take the A to the shuttle, and sometimes I'll, was it? No, it was 42nd. Wow, I'm confusing the stops. But anyway, I used to be up in that bitch because also they used to be, like, dance classes over there, like, Perry dances on that side, other like dance studios. I used to like work around there. So I used to walk from the west side of 14th Street to the east side of Union Square, like in the summer, like by myself. Like I just used to that used to be very therapeutic actually.
Yeah.
What else was around Union Square? The performers be popping in the summer.
Yes, yes.
There's a lot of performers there, a lot of protests. Like when there's protests in the city, that's like one of the go-to spots.
That's what's up.
And a lot of hippies, too.
I am one of the hippies that...
I'm fucking crying.
Like the grungy, how do you call them? Like they're like grunge, punk, like people.
The emo kids?
Yeah. They be there skating.
Yes,
they are. Yes,
skaters.
Yes. The skaters.
We
forgot
the skaters.
I forget the skaters.
On and popping over there.
Yeah. They are. I'll write down Times Square stories.
Okay.
But I'm like fucking... Joe Jameson, that nigga from Spider-Man.
Write this down.
Okay, so I have 2 points. One, speaking about... Damn, I can't remember that second one, so I'm going to go to my first one. But going back to the Panera Bread thing, what was right next to the Panera Bread was that... You know that bank building?
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, please.
You were going to tell your second point before you told your first
one? I was, yeah. That's the way that my brain works. Because the second point was more recent than the first one. It's logical up here.
Audience matters. Just trying to keep up. I'm just trying to keep up.
Look.
He said, so wait. You were going to tell your second point before your first?
Like that needs to be your, like, character. Just, like, all us out on our shit. Be like, really?
No, you need that. You need that. It makes sense up here. The Geminis know what they be doing. But
So they say.
You're like the Muppets. You know, like the two, like, oh, guys, yes, I'm in the thing.
Yes, I'm telling you. They be up here going off. But there, that bank that's right next, well, that's across the street from the Panera Bread. So ever since I turned, how old was I? I don't know if I was like, this was also during, I was in the middle. Because I was not in high school because I don't think I could afford this in high school. And I also knew, okay, so this was like, a little bit into college. So I think maybe between the ages of like, I don't know, like 18 to like 22. I don't know. But I don't know if y'all remember the advertisements that used to be on that bank. It was for this show called Fuerza Bruta.
Oh, I didn't know that show.
Okay. Yes. Now, Fuerza
Bruta. Audience man.
Yeah. Audience man remembers. Fuerza Bruta was this iconic fucking show that it was amazing. And I would go every year for my birthday. Okay, look, I'm telling you.
I feel like I was invited one of those.
You days. Definitely yeah, were, I for I sure. Didn't
go, but
I know.
I definitely remember you talking about this in past episodes.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember that name. When they left, I was so sad, but it was this dope-ass fucking... It was like, the show was like a party. Like, you would go into this bank, they gutted the whole thing out into this, like, gigantic black box theater, and, like, the show started off with this guy just, like, running on an elevated treadmill, just like running. Then it would like, he would get shot. His shirt would bleed. It would rain on him, like da-da-da. Like, I don't know if y'all ever saw, I don't know if y'all ever saw images, like, y'all might have saw this one image of like a whole bunch of people in like a tank, like a,
and
like a
mad water
yes. above people's heads. Mm-hmm. Like, I gotta show you images. Somebody take out the Google. No, Fuerza Bruta was amazing, but that was another staple for me going to Union Square. Like, that show, top tier, amazing.
The AMC there, too.
Yes, I was,
The AMC.
Yes. Oh, look. Look at these images. Look at these images. This was,
I've never seen that.
Some of Fuerza Bruta. Like, amazing Whoa. Show. Life-changing. Like, amazing time.
Part two to that show, too. That was another...
PC Richard.
You're right.
Nah,
the PC Richard.
It went down at the PC Richard.
I don't know.
I used to be in there like sometimes killing time.
Yep.
Just
I went to the Barnes and Noble there. The Barnes and Noble closed down.
Yeah.
That was like my
wait.
The Barnes and Noble was my shit.
Wait, they're gone?
They're gone.
Yes. It's like a pet thing now, I think. Some yeah. Shit.
And they Forever 21, they put that there like 5 years ago, I feel like. It's still
I think so.
That four level Barnes and Nobles is gone. I was gonna go to that side to check on it, but my heart couldn't take so much change. I felt like I came from the past to the future.
I love that Barnes and Noble.
They're not. There's still one left in Park Slope for sure. But you're right. So I was very bougie growing up. I loved to read a lot, but I like was not a library kid. I was like, oof. I was like libraries. No, legit. I was like, ooh, libraries. I'll buy my books. Thanks. I'm not like renting this or like. No, I was like, I'm not like picking up a book that somebody else like just had in their house. Ill. No, legit. Yeah. So I was always buying. I was always going to Barnes and Noble's buying my shit.
That's wild that they
had the best comic book. The best mangas.
They did, absolutely. Yeah. They also had the best, you know, as I got older, I started perusing the,
Nigga, go get him a Zane novel.
No, but I wouldn't even buy them. I would just go to the, I would go to the graphic erotic novels.
I'm thinking Nat Geo, like the Africa section.
Oh, you're crazy.
Nat Geo.
You nasty. I'm saying, I got straight to the point.
You so out of pocket because how you using Nat Geo like it's fucking Sports Illustrated. This nigga here, bro.
Yo, I'm weak.
Because you know sometimes like the girls like romance books be like yes. low-key porn
yes.
like I feel like that was like my first like sexual awakening. I was probably it was like 12 and like I was like I want to read Danielle Steele yes. and, like that shit was straight up
that
like
shit used to trip me out that y'all was reading that shit in class. I'd be like, what the fuck is happening back here
in class?
Because those are the books
Sister Soldier.
Oh. Yeah, yo, Sister Coldest Soldier. One ever. I read that all in middle school.
Sister Soldier books
that
is crazy,
was,
bro.
Those used to be intense.
I was reading, like, American Princess.
For context, we're from the 1900s. So, like, there was no there was no internet.
We're from the 1900s.
There was no internet. We used to find, like, books and magazines.
like Granny Natalie, like the
niggas. Like they just found me in a pyramid.
Niggas said.
We're in a different generation. It hit me on the train today. Oh, it was something that I saw that I said weird. Like our generation is dead. Like there's a whole different like that. Say we the aunties and the theeties.
Yeah, we are
now. Like. Crazy. Yo,
my homegirl brought her son over today, and like my other homegirl, who's like the like other tia, like she was like, "Oh, you don't do it. We're gonna give you pow pow." I was like, "Did we just say that?"
Yes, it comes out when I be with my nieces and nephews. Just I was
constant.
Like, sit down.
That's crazy.
El
Cuco's gonna come get you.
Yo, we old.
That's why I'm better around kids.
Same. Yeah, same. I just can't. I just can't. Yes, tell me why.
I think I do. Oh, time? How much time we got? Okay, I'll do it quick. Okay, so the Union Square used to be like my happy place, I think, when I was like 21 maybe. And now, so like, I grew up on Long Island, so I'm not really like from here.
But, like, come on.
From the island.
You know, it's like close enough, but no, it's not. Close enough, but no, it's not. But I remember Union Square was like the one place like I could get to like by train without getting lost because I have shit sense of direction. And also like I was just like so like done with this dude. I was like, yo, like I just need to get out the house. And Union Square was just like where I ended up being. And I remember like there was these like they do like the fortune tellers, but like they use it like with the shells, and they were like, oh, you gotta be careful because something's about to happen in your family, da 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 da. He, long story short, he predicted the future there. And I would just like go to like, I went to the Barnes and Noble, I would go to the farmer's market. It'd be like my little like day.
You have the best
farmer's market. Yeah, it'd be my little like day away from this like ain't shit fucking guy. And I like, even like one time I came back from Union Square like with flowers that I had bought myself, and I put them in, and I was like, what'd you do today? Oh like,
Not this fucking confrontation. Abrasive.
I bought myself flowers. What the fuck did you do today?
Right? And a Danielle Steele book, bitch. The fuck? You ain't doing shit.
It sound like all you need is you. Hello. For some reason, I thought about the fact that I'm about to go home and play this new One Piece game that I have. But that flashed me back to a PC Richard story that I have. Because there was this transitional period where like the Virgin mobile record store that used to be there. Remember?
The Virgin.
That shit was like a fucking coliseum. Like it was like a three level. It had like the middle carved out. You could listen to music. You could like see.
It was a vibe,
right?
I would say like a wave of nostalgia.
Exactly. That's what
it was, a movie.
That's what this is about. So, I remember when the Virgin mobile record store shut. Because I was a huge video game head growing up, right? So I would go there to buy my video games. Then when that store shut down, Circuit City came through.
Circuit City.
You gotta do the motion with it. All circular motion.
Everybody's like Circuit City.
That shit sounded like Shark Bait.
It wasn't quite a movie. It was, you know, more straight to DVD.
It was literally.
It wasn't Virgin, but it was cute.
It was cute, right? Then Circuit City moved on its way out, right? And it was this awkward transition period from Circuit City to Best Buy. But before the Best Buy officially got there, there was like nothing. There was that. So that GameStop across the street was.
What GameStop?
There's a GameStop when you come up off the escalator to the left next to the pizza shop. There's a GameStop that's there.
It's like a little bit in the cut.
Yeah, it's almost. Yeah, it's almost a hole in the wall, and it's mad sus, which is why I never really like bought my games from there because I'm like, ew.
GameStops are
kind of
sus.
No. Now you gotta relax. Right. That one though, I never got good vibes from it. So There was one time
I was getting jerked in a GameStop.
Though. Yeah. Well, you're
trying to sell shit there. Yeah, for sure. No.
So instead, oh sorry. So instead, I bought my. I went to fucking PC Richard to buy my game. I don't remember. It was Wild Arms 3. I think it was Wild Arms 3.
I remember this game name.
Yeah, because it's iconic. It used to be in that sense. It used to be as iconic as like Final Fantasy and all those like RPGs. But the Wild Arms series, I was very into. I bought that game from PC Richard. Now, when I was younger, I also had a lot of anger issues that I have obviously got under grasp. But I got home, and I was a very excited child to, like, play these games. Like, when I put in a new game, like, nobody saw me. Like, you know, Zaquan is one of my best friends from third grade. Zami RJ is one of my best friends since I was born. And I would literally disappear, like, when I got these, like, new games. Because at the end of the day, I'm an only child. These RPGs carried me through, right? So I got home this day that I bought this game. And I opened it. No, legit. And I, shout out BetterHelp. I get home and that's right. Period.
They get enough money.
So I get home and I open up the disc. Why is it instead of the fucking game? Mind you, this was from PC Richard. I never went in there again. I opened the game and the disc is a fucking AOL version 9.0 up. Cause you know how you used to get the upgrade disc. You know what I'm saying? Like to upgrade your system. Yeah, it was a fucking AOL. Not when I literally, so first I broke the thing backwards in half.
That's exactly what I would
have
did.
Yep, I broke it backwards in half, and I was like, no, 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 no. And I was just screaming no by myself in my room, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like just having a full-blown tantrum because I wanted to play this fucking game, and I couldn't. And, you know, like, whatever. So that was...
You were like, fuck a return.
Fuck, I was just... Legit, like full blown temper tantrum, panic attack, like the world is ending. No, legit, like freaking the fuck out, like full blown psycho. So that was my PC Richard story.
PC Richard, you scarred my man's.
Legit,
my man's forever.
Entitled to some compensation.
I think so too. I think so too. Never.
Like NYU students there too. Like,
yes.
And I always be like, damn, they let us live right here in Union Square in that big ass building.
That's not a
Which place. That's new. That was, or did we just not notice it growing up? Well, like, was that
there used
building?
To be dorms there. There used to be dorms there because NYU.
I never noticed them.
I think it's been there since I moved back.
Never noticed them. Wow.
Well, yeah. Union
so,
Square.
Awkward.
Yeah, and that's about it. There's also, like, the Winter Festival that happens there. Like, they turn... Don't they turn
There's
Union Square?
There's mad shit that be happening there in the summer. Like, you could...
Yeah, summertime, that shit is
popular.
There's always a bus.
That's a different park.
That's a different park.
But you know what also...
That's Bryant Park.
You know what also primarily happened in Union Square that doesn't happen anymore now, which is odd? Union Crap. Square used to... Well, yes, kind of. Yeah. Union Square used to always be the spot that we would link up to go and smoke because it was so populated. And it was easy and drink. It was easy to blend in. Yeah, niggas used to just sit on the stairs by the skater kids and drink and smoke.
I'd be lit.
Yeah, no, legit. But
I never drank like that.
People don't smoke there anymore because now that weed is legal, I think they found like a new. I don't know. Like nobody does it anymore.
People do it in their house.
Yeah. I smoke in my house.
Yeah.
I don't like smoking in the cold. That's one thing as an adult, I just refuse to do anymore. I'm not smoking in the cold.
Because that's all my high school memories. Us right? Smoking in the fucking cold.
Freezing our asses
freezing.
Off. Freezing. Like,
yeah. My little tits.
I pay rent now. It's like...
Yo, you know what the most smoking. like dated like memory I have was like crowding with two of my friends trying to light a blunt inside a phone booth.
Yep.
And I'm
yep.
like, that doesn't exist
We've
anymore.
Done it all. In the cold.
Yeah. They don't. Those phone booths.
Any weather.
Yeah.
Phone booths don't exist no more.
They don't. They don't. Audience, man, any last words?
I have a video that I meant to post too, but I did find a phone booth on 90th Street.
Oh.
And it looks kind of new, but it's still a phone booth. But
so, wait, is that the one that they left behind, or is that the one that they...
I took a video of it. Behind. That's why I took a video. I was like, is this the last one? Mm. But I'll show you.
Okay. Yeah. Last words, audience, Matt?
Phone booths. AOL disc, Barnes and Nobles, all relics of the 1900s.
You passed.
Thank you. Thank you.
The 1900s.
Daniel Steele.
Period. Come on. Get that seat wet.
The Virgin Mobile Store. I'm not mobile.
Virgin Records.
I'm still getting flashbacks. I'm still getting flashbacks.
Yeah. Broccoli cheddar soup.
Broccoli cheddar soup. And for me, Fuerza Bruta, which means brute force.
Oh.
Fuerza Bruta. All right, y'all. Well, that's the end of our episode. Don't forget to ever stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York dope, baby.
Bye. That's all.
Yay.